Welcome to my blog talk radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margo Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach, singer-songwriter, and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. My guests for today's show are Dina Breslin and Connie Pontoro. Dina Breslin has 25 years of experience in sales, marketing, leadership, and success coaching. Her coaching practice includes one-on-one coaching, small business group workshops, and masterminds. Connie is a leading authority in the field of pain-free living, which includes the power of creating a harmonious connection of mindset, emotions, and body. She's also the author of an inspiring book titled Falling into Joy, 8 Simple Steps to Allow Your Body to Become Your Best Friend. Join us today for a conversation about the chapters they've written on voice and why in the inspiring new book, Lead, Amazing Woman, Lead. Welcome, Dina and Connie.
Hey, Joy.
Thanks, Margo.
Great to see you.
I am so excited to have both of you back on the show, and this time together. You both were on last year, but with different authors. So this will be a whole new conversation, having the two of you together.
Yes. It'll be great.
Yep.
I have to say that I've been looking through the review copy of the book, and I'm so excited to get the actual book.
So are we.
Yeah.
This is Connie, and it's gorgeous. I mean, the cover is gorgeous. It pops out at you, and the voices in it, the besides myself, the 7 other women, are it's just amazing. Marcia's put together an incredible book of content and just, you know, possibilities.
This is Dina, and what I love about it is it's an absolute necessity to have both books. That's the brilliance of it. Really, it's a continuation of what we started last year, the vision of Rise, Amazing Woman, Rise, and now Lead, Amazing Woman, Lead.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I feel the same way. And both books, well, the first one, Rise, we talked about last year. This one we're talking about leading. And it's so funny because the whole thing about leading became more important to me last year, which was, I think it was last year, our Toastmasters Club had, one of the magazines had a thing about leadership and creative leadership, and I had to do a talk on leading and what I felt were the most powerful leaders, and that's when I started realizing that for me, the best leaders were loving, kind, and creative, and I started really focusing on that. And that's what I love about all of the authors in this book, though. You guys are all loving, you're all kind, and you're all creative in your own
way. Oh, that's so great to hear. I love it. I love it. This is Connie. I totally agree with you, and I love your focus on leadership. It's an important topic for us to bring up as women, because a lot of times we're afraid to step into that place of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel that way? I've said to people, I said, like, you're an amazing leader. People are like, I am? I never thought of myself that way.
Right, right. This is Dina. It's in the context of identity.
Yeah.
That, you know, a lot of times we don't, you know, women aren't even imagining themselves with the identity of a leader, as a leader. And that's why this is so powerful.
I totally agree.
Well, for example, I agree. When I first joined Toastmasters 15 years ago, excuse me, it was just because I was afraid of talking to groups of people. I wanted to be able to get over that fear. And then it wasn't, though, until during this last year or two that I started really realizing, when they switched over to Pathways instead of the old manuals, there used to be one for communication, one for leadership, and I would kind of ignore the leadership one and focus on the communication one, because communication is so important to me. But they really are so importantly tied together, and that's one of the things that I do like about the new thing that they're doing with Toastmasters, is this Pathways, is that you start realizing that we're all leaders in a way, and but we can do it either consciously or unconsciously.
Well, and this is Connie. I feel that each chapter is each woman speaking about their leadership and how they came about it. And you know, as I said before, sometimes we just don't think of ourselves as leader, but you can feel the leadership coming from the chapter, coming from mm-hmm. each person, each woman in the chapter. And I think that's really exciting.
Agreed. But one of the things I always say, this is Dina, when I work with my downline or my teams or wherever I am, masterminds or whatever, we got to be a leader of one before mm-hmm. we can lead anyone else.
Correct.
We really have to lead ourselves.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a really great reminder. And, you know, that kind of leads us into, I think, let's talk a little bit about your chapter about your finding your voice, the essential power to
sure.
master your voice, because I loved what you talked about in there about the ego voice and the true voice. And
mm-hmm.
I think maybe you could talk a little bit about that as well.
Absolutely. Yes, for sure. I mean, I kind of make it simple in that there are two voices within our mind. And we begin with thoughts, which lead to feelings, which lead to beliefs. And years and years ago, all of us, we've lost our voice in some way. It wasn't a bad thing, wasn't always a traumatic thing, but it was a thing. And in order to get back to center to our true voice, we sometimes have to do some work. We sometimes have to really discern between who's speaking, the ego voice, which wants to keep us in a sort of a holding pattern, in a circular pattern, in a, you know, in a stationary place, or even in a stuck place, or versus our true self voice, our inner voice, our higher power, you know, our best self, whatever you want to call it, the thing that's linked to, you know, God, the universe, our spiritual selves. If we can identify more with that on a regular basis, and I loved writing the chapter because I gave us some really good steps to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Once we can, you know, just keep coming back to that true self, really just getting quiet and listening, that's going to take us forward. That's going to allow us to have the life that we want.
Yeah, that's so true. And I in my book, I talked about the voices, I named them Jinx and Joy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. And I was thinking about that so much this morning because, you know, it's so easy for Jinx to start going, oh, this is going to be too hard, or, you know, this is going to be confusing mm-hmm. or whatever. It's amazing how even after years and years and years of being aware of the fact that there's the two voices that talk to me,
mm-hmm.
the Joy voice or the Jinx voice, it's so easy to get caught up in that spiral of the one that's the scary voice. So, mm-hmm. you know, what are some tips for focusing more on the Joy voice, the higher self voice, the inner being voice?
Well, I think first, I love what you're saying. I love that you named them, and they're so brilliantly named. I think that just like Connie was saying, that many people don't even look at themselves or admit that they're leaders. I think many people don't even hear the difference between the voices. So to begin, I mean, I think that that's the biggest, if that was the biggest miss, that's the biggest miss in my mind,
mm-hmm.
meaning you got to get quiet. That means you can't be living a frenetically paced life, which is
mm-hmm.
what I love about Connie's work, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But if I teach people when I'm coaching them to slow down and listen far more than they ever had. Sometimes I give them exercises to write it down, what comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're not awake and you're asleep to the sounds of the voices, you're really not sure what's happening. That's where you end up decades later in a spiral that is
mm-hmm.
very difficult to undo. So I think listening is really the key, is to be able to discern the difference between the two. And the beautiful thing about that is once we get that muscle strengthened, that listening muscle strengthened, you can hear the difference pretty quickly. And as soon as we are more aware or we can acknowledge it, it gets softer. The ego or the Jinx voice gets softer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can take steps to strengthen and to move into Joy.
Beautiful. I love that, Dina. I love that. You're a rock star.
Well, you can take it from here, my love, because you've got the Joy. You take it right from here, dear.
You know, I'm just going to piggyback, this is Connie, on Dina, and mm-hmm. I think for all of us, and I think if you look at every chapter in this, the hardest thing for us all to do is to go become quiet and to listen to that voice. The voice mm-hmm. that's going to lead us to where we need to go. We get people are so afraid of what they're going to hear, and I'm mm-hmm. like, you know, and myself included. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think we are just like, ugh, what if, and it's the what ifs that are going to stop you forever. And it's just like it's okay. It's your true self, your deepest self, your true self. Wants you to be the best you possible, loves you unconditionally. There is no wrong that you can do. And so if we just, like, can lean in just a little bit, it makes such a big difference. I always say that disconnect, that discontent is the crack in your armor, and that allows that little bit of light to come out, that little bit of voice to come out, that little bit of you to come out, and then you can lean into the new direction that you're trying to go to.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to ask you about it too, because Connie, because I remember you talking about in your chapter also, and I like that we're going back and forth between the voice and the why, because I think that, you know, all of them really do connect with
yeah.
each other. And but you had talked about in your chapter about how it took you so long to start listening to your inner being, and I have to say that it took me a long time, too, so I could really relate to that. I was in my, I think my middle 30s or something like that when I first started realizing I needed to actually be me, and who was I, and what mattered most to me.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I think we hear so much from the outside world. You know, as kids, it's our parents, and then it's school, and then it's work, and then it's, you know, and Dina said this life is so hectic, right? And so we mm-hmm. go. So to really take stock and to slow down and to listen it's challenging. Some people do it earlier than others. Honestly, you know, the ride here is long, hopefully, for all of us, and it doesn't mm-hmm. matter when you hear it or when you start to listen. I'm going to say that maybe 5 years ago, I started to listen in a different way. My why mm-hmm. was different. I had pretty much gotten everything that I had wanted, and I was looking for something else. And so I think, you know, I wrote about your motivational why. I think our whys change in our life. You know, when we're mm-hmm. younger, there's one part, and then when we're in our 20s, 30s, or something, 40s, 50s, and I think in our 60s, 70s, and 80s and beyond, it's a different why we want to do what we want to do. And so I think you're it can change, and sometimes, you know, again, I love discomfort. I think discomfort is where we do the best, because when people get comfortable, you know, it's easy. Everyone's like, easy. You want it to be easy. And sometimes it's not easy. And in that, we can find a new place to live and find out some interesting things about ourselves and the people around us and what we want to do in our life. So,
I totally agree. And that's one of the things that is so important, is to realize that if you stay in your comfort zone, life's mm-hmm. going to get boring. It's not going to be joyful. It's not
right.
going to
right.
be fun. And even just stepping little tiny step outside of it can mm-hmm. help make
right.
you feel more alive again.
Right. I just wanted to add, this is Dina, that, you know, ego voice is a normal part of childhood development.
Right.
You know, age 4, 5, 6, 7, that's the normal part of a child becoming their own identity. The challenge, and that's why I love this book for parents, for moms especially, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what I want them to hear from this chapter is that the more that you can understand what a child is going through at different phases of their development, you can understand that your voice will be downloaded into their brain. And it could be a positive or a negative, and you could rob their voice, their true self voice, you know? So, you know, it's normal and natural. And then the teen years are different. The teen years are definitely, you know, I'm trying to get my own footing. I'm trying to speak my own mind, you know, and it really is important for us to understand the emotional and psychological development of our children and what place we have and how we can support that in the best way possible, so that by the time they're in their early 20s, they're not fighting against it. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're actually understanding what their true self voice is
right.
sooner.
Mm-hmm. Great
sooner.
Point. Dina, I like that.
Oh, that is really, I'm glad you said that, and it really is so true. It, whew, wow, you know, can you imagine what the world would be like if more people would listen to their inner voice and also be kind to other people and
mm-hmm.
think about
mm-hmm.
how what they're doing is affecting all the people around them? That would be amazing.
Well, this is why we're doing the work we're doing,
That's
Margo,
right.
Because we have the power to have an amazing ripple effect. I mean, yeah, I'm just one person. You know, Connie's one person. But we are grand. We're a magnificent. You're one person. We're all magnificent, I think, and in the work that we're doing. And that ripple effect, when it all comes together, I actually feel like in this world, there are far many more people that are doing this work than ever before.
Absolutely, Dina.
I agree.
And people want the work. I mean, that's why I think this book, first of all, has hit number one in so many categories. Woohoo! Right? People are hungry. There's a hunger for this. And they want to have the conversation. And a lot of times people don't know where to start. And so that's why mm-hmm. each chapter here gives them a starting place, some exercises to do, a way to move themselves forward. Because people do really want to be their best selves. But I have a lot
right.
of people
I
say,
mean,
well,
who wouldn't
how do
want
I
to
start?
Be their
what
best
do I do?
Self.
What did you say?
Oh, I said, who wouldn't want to be their best self? I mean, that's
true.
To me,
true.
That is.
Well, okay, I'm gonna jump in. Margo,
mm-hmm.
that question sounds so obvious,
mm-hmm.
but I can't tell you how many people I've come across that say they question me when I'm saying, hey, would you like to grow in this particular area? Would you like to, what would it be like if they are asleep at the wheel? They don't even know that there's a better self. Do you understand? Their ears are clogged. So that
wow.
is why slowly but surely, the more questions we get to ask people, the more imagery we paint for people in our,
mm-hmm.
in our language, in our stories and in our chapters, you know, the more we can unlock the deafness and really get back to, whoa, there's more to me than this?
Right. Dina, absolutely.
Well, and, you know, I think that part of what I was hearing while you were saying that, too, is the fact that people are afraid about, okay, being their best self. Like, it's like you got to jump from A to Z, you know.
Right.
And it's like being your best self just means paying attention and doing the best you can each day. It kind of reminds me of the Four Agreements, you know, about always do your best, but your best is different on different days. So, you know,
yeah,
depends a lot. I mean, did you get enough sleep even last night? You know, when I don't get enough sleep, I have a hard time being positive.
Right.
And you know, people say that, oh, she's the most positive person I know. She's always positive. Well, I am a lot, but, you know, I have my moments. And when I'm exhausted,
right.
boy, that's the hardest time to be positive. And I think that brings us into how being tired and being too busy also would be part of the reason why you're not listening to your voice and not hearing your why.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of you would like to talk about that first?
This is Connie. I think I'll jump in there. I think, you know, again, it's finding the time. People feel like they have to do it. There's something they
mm-hmm.
have to do or be in order to hear the voice. And it's so easy, fast for them to say, I don't have it. I don't get it. It's like when I'm teaching a new exercise or getting someone to push a little bit more, they're like, I don't get it. And I'm like, now,
mm-hmm.
first of all, your brain will stop you and say, no, I can't. And if you can override that, you're going to go somewhere else. And I think in finding that space, it takes time, and there's nothing you have to do, and that's difficult. If you can just breathe and lean in and just see what comes in, I think that's where you get the sparks of, it's, you know, again, we're rubbing two sticks together. We're looking for that spark to start that fire
mm-hmm.
within everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that quiet. It's that nothing. You don't have to do anything, but you got to be able to sit in that quiet. And that can be, as we said before, uncomfortable. And so just breathing and staying with the discomfort, the uncomfortable feelings, can move you in the right direction. Dina, what would you say?
Yeah, I'm just going to add that, in order to go from point A to point B, it begins with 5 minutes. It begins with 5 minutes of quiet. And anybody, I don't care who you are, you have 5 minutes that you can give to yourself. You can even do it, like sometimes if I make these prescriptions for people, hey, I would like you to do 5 minutes three times a day, five minutes of deep breathing and focused on the breath so that you can, like, let a lot of that, those thoughts just pass you by. So, start with 5 minutes. Because you're worth it,
That's so true.
Yes.
I remember I can't believe this. It was 2005 that I first tried meditation for the first time after I'd gone to a workshop with Abraham Hicks at I Can Do It.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they had talked about how they made it so easy. Just set a timer for 15 minutes, have uncomfortable clothing, put your feet up. And so, for me, I was in my robe in the morning when it's quiet and there's not anybody around. Set the timer for 15 minutes and then just focus on your breathing. And if you think of something, let it go, and so on and so forth. Because before that, I couldn't meditate. I couldn't just go Om Mani Padma Hum or whatever. It just, my mind would get too busy and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I'll give it a try and see but I'm real visual and I don't like closing my eyes. So I thought, I'm not going to like this. It felt so good.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Esther Hicks saying in the book that, she tried it and it felt so good she wanted to do it again, and so that enticed me to try it. And I would say that what you're saying, try it for 5 minutes if 15 sounds too long, but make sure you have a timer so that you know when that's over, and then you won't be worrying, the only thing I have to do right now is just focus on my breathing and let the thoughts go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I would just love to say this is Dina. This was a wonderful visual or image, I should say, of thoughts just like clouds.
Mm-hmm.
They just can come and go. They're just kind of passing through.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to attach an emotion to it or perseverate over one over another. While you're in the 5 minutes, just let them. You will never, folks, listen, hear this. When you meditate, you're not going to not have thoughts.
Right.
Meditation isn't about not having thoughts.
Right.
Meditation is about not connecting to the thoughts and
right.
just letting them pass.
Exactly.
So those, that's the win.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the win.
And this is Connie. I teach meditation and I tell people and they go, well, I can't stop my brain. I'm like, think of your brain like a puppy. Okay, so when you're trying to train a puppy, right, you bring it back, you say sit, the puppy runs away. You bring it back, you say sit, the puppy runs away. That's how your brain is, constantly. Your brain is always going somewhere else. And if there can be an ease to that, as you said, the clouds, we don't scream at the clouds, as they're up in the sky, hey, I want you fluffier. It just doesn't happen, right? We just acknowledge and it goes by. Same thing with our thoughts. The good stuff and the bad stuff will go by if we can kind of disconnect, detach a little bit from all of that.
I love that puppy image too because – and the clouds, both of those images. The puppy one reminds me, though, of somebody – I can't remember who it was a long time ago – saying that your mind being like a puppy and to give it approved chew toys –
that's taking it.
And I mean, so a lot of times that's the thing is if we don't give it something we want to think about that's positive, it'll start chewing on anything that comes around that's negative. Well,
one of the things I was going to. Oh, I'm sorry, Margo. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Who was that speaking though?
That was Dina. Yep.
Dina.
I was just going to say there are some, I bet you were just about to ask this, but there are some ramifications for not doing this. And we know that people can be moved toward pleasure or toward good, or they can be moved away from pain. And so I'm just going to, and Connie, you know, brilliantly mentioned it earlier, which was, you know, discomfort. If we avoid the discomfort at all costs, if we stuff the emotions, if we do not, as a society, and we'll talk about women right now, but if we do not take the time to pause, to reflect, to get into, you know, our true self voice more often, there are some huge ramifications for that. You know, we talk about obesity, we talk about alcoholism, pornography, we talk about our kids being disconnected more than ever. You know, there's just so much, you know, life and disease, like disease, you know, can crop up over the many decades that we are walking around asleep. So there are some things that, you know, I see women today that are in their 40s, 50s, and, you know, beyond, that are now starting to get illnesses because they've spent a lifetime of not listening.
Yeah, you can't just keep stuffing all that stuff down and not expect to have it kind of implode or explode or whatever.
Pop up somewhere else.
Yeah, I think that's one of the...
And I hate to say
really...
it that way. You know, I don't like to say it that way with that ominous kind of, you better watch out. No, I'm just saying we have the power, and it's in our hands, and our bodies are magnificent. You know, and our connection to the universe is magnificent.
Yeah.
You know, take it now and listen and sort of heed these stories that we've got in our chapters here. This is powerful stuff.
I totally agree, Dina. Yes.
And you know, you're both coaches in your own ways, and I'm a coach too. And I think that one of the things that people don't understand about coaching is it doesn't have to be about changing your whole life. It's partly, like you said, I think it was you, Dina, that said about having them listen to what's going on. And by talking to us about what's going on, they're listening to what's going on inside of them instead of having to just try and figure it out themselves. And we can ask them some guided questions that can help them understand it, and also help them understand that they're not alone in feeling a lot of the things that they're feeling.
Of course.
Right, of course. And this is Connie. And it becomes a ripple effect into the rest of their life. You know, so you start with one, I always say it's the small steps you take every day that consistently change your life. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It could just be you start journaling. You start listening. Oh, I have this feeling. And every day for 10, 15 minutes, you journal. It doesn't matter really what you write, but to focus you onto listening. And I always tell my clients this: you want to become the warrior of your life, not the worrier. It's too easy to worry. We cannot change anything with worry and regret, but you can be the warrior and really take your life to another level.
Yeah, and be a light warrior.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what are some of the ways, though, that people can master this, their mission? You know, I mean, finding what's important to them. It's the listening, the talking about it. What else have you guys got to say about it?
You know, something came to my mind. This is Dina. As I'm looking at my enormous whiteboard in my office, you can't be, and I wrote this out, you cannot be what you cannot see. So what that makes me think of is not just being a good listener, right, but engaging the right side of the brain and getting that imagination going. Because, again, we're in the process of awakening our women, right, our awakening our leaders. Once you're awakened, now I want you to dream. Now I want you to envision. Now I want you to imagine. So in that space of those 5 minutes, first 5 minutes, you get to pause and listen and just let go of those thoughts, right? And that allows us to understand our brain so much better, you know, and heal those parts, right, so that we can imagine what's next. We can imagine what our best self or our true self or our higher self could look like. So imagination would be the next thing I'm thinking of.
I love that. And also, You know, it's funny, but it just when you said that, it reminded me that today is Julia Cameron's birthday. She's the author of The Artist's Way. I don't know if either of
you
read
love that
book.
Oh, yeah, okay,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Fantastic
book. Yeah, I love that book, too. And in The Artist's Way, she suggests doing what she calls morning pages, the three-pages longhand writing. And I've been doing that since 2001. The first week I tried it, I hated it. And then I started to really like it, and now it's like having a conversation with my own mind and spirit in the morning, and I just really look forward to it. So you could do it as journaling. You could do it however you want to do it, but it's so important to take some time for yourself, your inner self, the capital S self, not just the, excuse me, our outer self.
This is Connie, and I feel that throughout the book, everyone has prompts for people to, because it is hard when you're starting off. You're like, okay, so what do I write about? I mean, I have to say that on the beginning of my journey when I started working with Marsh long ago, I was like, okay, what is she talking about? And slowly but surely, it really got into my spirit and my soul and started to move me, and it changed me. And so I think we all have, I know I have a series of questions. I know Dina has prompts, and everybody that you're going to be talking to has suggestions that can really help. I think journaling is hands down the thing that makes us move, and especially for people who don't really write, you can always have something in your purse, and you can always take a few minutes sitting in your car, and you can really find out a lot about where you want to go, where you want to move to, who you want to become, how you want to feel, how you want your life to look, all the dreams that Dina was talking about. And to really, sometimes for some people, you really have to get permission to go that big. And, you know, when we first start off with our dreams, they're little dreams. And I want to be a writer. I want to be, and it's kind of vague. And if we can get people really laser focused and big, dreaming some really crazy big dreams, the world changes.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, yes.
just made me think of something. This is Dina, what she was saying about giving yourself permission. 100% has to happen. Do you know what's linked to giving yourself permission?
What?
Forgiveness.
Yes. Yes.
And gratitude.
Wow.
Both. Forgiveness and gratitude. So you got to forgive the folks that may have robbed you of your voice. Right? You got to forgive the naysayers of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to forgive the people who may have wronged you along the way. That's huge. That absolutely helps us to be able to hear more, to hear our true self. And then living, like you said, you know, gratitude is a lifestyle. Gratitude is an action step. So those are the two things that, you know, you'll hear in terms of prompts in my chapter.
Well, you know, what really popped right out for me when you were saying that about the forgiving, too, is to remember to forgive ourselves for the things that we did or didn't do in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we can't go into the past and go into rewind. I love that Wayne Dyer used to talk about that a lot. He'd go, you know, a moment ago is just as long ago as the wars and the Civil War or something. You know, it's not like
you can go
into rewind and go redo it. But you can learn from it. And that's what I always remind myself, is that if I can at least learn something from what happened and then remember what I learned, I can do a better job next time. As I used to just, I would feel so badly, and I imagine there's probably someone out there listening to this the same way that I used to feel so badly whenever I'd make a mistake that I would just blow that up, and it was this big color picture in front of me. And then I would end up making the same mistake again because I was feeling so badly about it. And it was almost like feeling guilty or bad about it was doing something about it. But it was just making me repeat the same thing. So that's huge, the idea to forgive yourself and then go on and learn from whatever happens.
Right.
Right.
Why? Okay, let's talk a little bit more about why and your motivational why, Connie.
I think the why is a question that, you know, three-year-olds, right? Why? They constantly ask why for what's going on in the world. And I think as we get older, we tend to stop asking the question of why. And we accept everything for the way it is, and we accept people for the way they are, and we just don't question. And so mm-hmm. I love when people come in to me and they are not sure what they want to do, and myself included. It's just a great place to be. That stirred up feeling, that discontent, and it makes you want to dig. Why am I here? Why do I want to do what I want to do? And I say that we change. My why is much different from what my why was when I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it can be a soft why. It doesn't have to be, you know, I'm going to change the world. But mm-hmm. I think that it fuels us. Our why moves into our purpose. Our why moves into our passion. Our why moves into our joy, which is, mm-hmm. You know, colors everything in our life. And I just think that when people start to get into the depth of what it is, and I always say your why's got to make you cry, it gives you clarity, it moves you, it inspires you into action. And if you can find your why, everything else falls into place. The how falls into place. I never worry about the how's it going to get done, but really mm-hmm. what am I about? What am I looking mm-hmm. for? What am I trying to have my life be about or have this moment be about? And that's what drives me. And everything else seems to fall into place.
Right.
So I think for a lot of men and women, it's an important question because we stopped and asked. And maybe they answered that again long ago. But I think in each decade, you know, our life changes and who we are in response to the world changes. And that why is really why we're here to shine and why it's our light.
You know, I love that. That was you, Dina, right, that said that?
Nope, that was Connie.
Oh, that was Connie. Oh, okay. Well, but whatever, it's so true. Each decade. I love what you said about the decades, mm-hmm. though, because we just started a new decade of the, you know, the years. But, I mean, there's also the decades of our life, you know, whether we're just starting our 20s, our 30s, our 40s, our 50s, our 60s, 70s, or 80s, or beyond. And hopefully beyond. I mean, and the thing is, none of us know how long we get to be here. So it's important to enjoy the journey and to, I think that that's part of why for everybody really is that the more they can find their voice, the more they can listen to their voice, the more they can also enjoy the journey and then also make life better for the people who know them as well. Because when you're happy, it's a lot better being around you.
Right.
Yeah.
This is Dina. What Connie was talking about is basic childlike curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, you know, asking questions is, I mean, you know, the way our lives look is kind of directly proportional to the deep questions that we ask. You know, and the questions that we ask our inner selves. So, you know, one of the ways that you can identify, it's so fascinating now that I just turned 50, I am noticing that my life is like coming full circle because I'm getting so clear, because I've asked so many questions and I've gotten so quiet. And what's amazing is if you look at the string of aha awarenesses in your life, okay, and many people don't even know that they existed, right? Those things, those awarenesses kind of have come and gone like a flash in the pan. But if you, the more reflection that you do, the more that you are aware of the clues that the universe has given you to your superpower, to your purpose. And what's fascinating about me now is like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I am doing the things that I was doing at age 4. I'm doing the things that I was doing at age 18 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those things were so, like, monumental for me. And it's amazing how when you look and you go, oh, my gosh, those were my superpowers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get to live those today. I get to live those and strengthen those and know what my purpose is today. It's just, it's amazing. It's an unbelievable feeling. And I know Connie can feel my ripple across 3,000 miles. I know she
absolutely
can.
I feel it too.
Absolutely.
I'm in California like Connie is. So
yeah.
Well, you know, we've only got 5 minutes left. Can you believe it?
No.
Oh, this was such a great conversation. Wow.
I'm loving it. I wish this could go on for a lot longer. But I'd like both of you to think about, and then you can answer one at a time, what you'd like to leave our listeners with about this new book before we go. And who wants to go first?
I will. This is Dina.
Okay,
oops, sorry.
Go, Dina.
Okay. So, no, I was just going to say, I mean, you have everything to gain, nothing to lose, only to gain by sort of letting the words of our amazing authors kind of wash over you. And use this as a treat. Use this as a treat for your soul. You know, definitely invest in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If this is your first, you know, of the series, get this one first and get the other one later, or get
mm-hmm.
Rise and get this one. But I highly recommend let it be a gift to your soul.
Oh, I love that. And
love
it is a
that,
gift to your
Dina.
Soul.
I love
okay,
that.
Okay, Connie,
I
your
love
turn.
That. That's so perfect. This is Connie, and I'm going to piggyback on that. I think that is so true. It's a treat. It's chapters. You can digest a chapter and spend some time with it and then pick up another chapter. It doesn't have to be all done at once.
Mm-hmm.
Till tomorrow, or two more days, till March 6th, it's 99 cents on Amazon. So, really, if you miss
yeah,
this,
you can get the Kindle for
it
99
is crazy.
Cents
buy
if you
for
do it
all
now.
Your friends and send it to all your friends. As I said before, we're number one in so many categories, but it is because of the passion of all of the women involved in this book and being led by Marsh Engel. And it is really a charming and delicious dive into yourself.
Well, I have to say a big thank you to Marsh also for putting together these books, bringing together all of the different writers in each of the books, and for creating these books and inspiring us all. She's just amazing. I'm so thankful for her.
I know. Me too.
What a thought leader. What a visionary.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you, Marsh.
Speaking of a leader, a woman who's an inspiring leader, there's one right there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Well, you know, I ordered the Kindle version, and then I also ordered the hardcover, or not hardcover, the paper version, the book version. Because,
yes.
Yeah, I like to have both when it comes to the books that I like the most and that inspire me the most, because then I can read the Kindle version if I'm somewhere else, but the paper version
mm-hmm.
I like to be able to read and highlight or write notes
it's great
in the margin.
Gifts and just to buy them and give them to people, you know, to change their lives.
That's a great idea. They would make good gifts. Not good gifts, great gifts.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you both for writing your chapters in the book, and thank you for being on my show again today. I really enjoyed speaking with you last year as well, and I feel so much better than I did before I even started the show today. Seriously, I mean, I was starting to let that jinx voice go, oh my God, there's these things to do and you can't control and whatever. Jinx is the one that is less focused on what you can't control. That's one of the ways you can know when you're talking.
Well, we want to shake you out of that voice.
Yeah.
That's
Margo,
it.
We want to shake you into your power and to all the things that are possible and the things that you know, don't worry about control or can't control, but things that bring you joy.
Right, exactly, the joy voice, the true voice.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. And that's one of the things about reading the book is that it keeps bringing you back to that.
Yes.
Well, our time is almost up. One last thing from each of you, and then we're going to have to say bye.
Well, this is Connie. I want to tell
you
thank you for your show and thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak with you and to always share the stage with Dina. It's a true joy. And
thank you.
You know, it's just a great, fantastic day. So thank you.
Oh, you're
thank
welcome.
You. And I echo that back to you, sister, and to you, Margo, for all the wonderful work that you do and giving us this platform to speak today.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate both of you and appreciate Marsh, and I highly recommend all of the books.
Yes.
Everyone out there, listen to the show, share the show, and get the books. thank you for living your music, both of you, and everyone out there. Be sure to do what you feel called to do. Live your music. You'll enjoy life more, and so will everyone that knows you. Bye for now, everyone.